I'm Fareed Gio, along with
Paul Prediker. Fareed, we had a great day yesterday, but we're going to have a good one today, too.
Right now, on the phone is someone who started in one spot, but is now a newly minted first officer for a U.S.-based regional airline. Her name is Chloe Murillo. Good morning, Chloe.
Hi, good morning.
Nice to have you with us. So, you're a first officer, congratulations, but let's talk about your origins in this industry.
So my first job in aviation was a flight attendant with a main airline in America.
Was it during that time as a flight attendant that you decided you wanted to change your professional career and become a pilot?
Yeah. Actually, I never aimed to become a flight attendant. It's just a coincidence that I lost my previous job, and then I just get so lost and don't know what to do. And I just happened to send resume to different industries to see who hired me, and happened that this one major mainline airline hired me, and I passed the training to become one of the cabin crew flight attendants with them.
And so I'm curious. I have an experience in doing airline training. How did you find the training program? Was it pretty rigid? And you know, as we often say, you're sort of drinking from a fire hose. Did it come by easy? How was your experience?
Well, yeah. So for my entire flight attendant training, it went a little bit tough because in the beginning, I really have like no experience in the airline industry at all. So you have to, you know, get familiar with all different aircraft doors, how to arm them, what's the emergency procedure, etc. But then, after I get online with the mainline as a flight attendant, you know, sometimes we have to set up the bathroom break or have to block the door for the pilot. So the more I get to talk to the pilot, the more that I get into aviation.
And did you find the training to become a pilot easy, or was it difficult? Did you enjoy the experience?
Well, so the one time when I set up a bathroom break for the pilot, and I was in the cockpit with another pilot, then he talked to me, and then I told him that, oh, I'm actually interested to you know, become a pilot, but I don't know how it's gonna be. So he suggested me to just go for a introductory flight that is closer to home, which I found one flight school that is located in New Jersey, and took my very first discovery flight. And then that's how the journey happened. Love it. Definitely love it.
I'm looking at your Instagram account. It's full of pictures of you enjoying general aviation as you've moved along in your flight training. What was your primary trainer? What did you start with?
Yes, so I went to Memphis, Tennessee for my entire flight training, only because it's a little bit less cost down in the South. You know, everything in New Jersey or New York is pretty pricey. Mm-hmm. So for my entire training, I just commute down to Memphis, Tennessee to do my training when I have my day off. Because as a flight attendant, I commute to Memphis from New York for free. So that's how I've been doing it.
That must have been quite a challenge. Was there any family you had to balance at all in that, or you had a lot of time available?
No, because at that moment, my flight attendant job, I work like 4 days a week, and I also have a 1 year old kid at that moment. So, you know, to balance my life with my kid, arrange the time for my flight attendant job, and then commute down south for my flight training is actually pretty challenging, because, you know, to get on the plane as a non-ref, which you don't pay, you know, if you always stand by, sometimes I don't get on a flight. You have to wait at the airport until I don't know how many flights until you can get on. So it's not easy, to be honest.
We're interested, of course, to have more women represented in aviation. What if you were giving somebody similar in position to you, what advice would you give them? What do you now know about being a pilot that maybe you weren't expecting that you would want somebody else to know as they're considering a career?
If for the pro, then I would tell them that, hey, you got to, you know, explore the different city or even different country. You got to, you know, get in the air, not like a regular 9-to-5 job in the office. You get to, you know, you learn a lot more when you get the chance to talk to different crew or different pilots every time. And even when you get to layover in different city or different country, you actually learn a lot different stuff or even different cultures. But for the con part, I would say as a woman, you know, with family and kids, that would be a big challenge. So for myself, I'm really lucky that my husband is really, really supportive. Like he told me, oh, just if you really want to be a pilot, just get a loan and go for it. So then I get his encouragement, and so I went for it. However, I know a lot of female pilots, some of them, they gave up due to the family issue. Maybe the spouse is not supporting. And some of them, because they really need the time to take care of the kids. And some of them divorced for this whole journey. So it's really, I guess it depends on the situation for females. But however, other than that, I think this job is really doesn't matter what your gender is, because it's a fun job.
So speaking of the job, what is your perspective now of the flight attendant role now that you are flying up front?
So the difference is, as a flight attendant, you are, well, actually, I have to give a lot of credit to flight attendant, because flight attendant is actually a superhero on the flight, because you're not.
I agree.
You're not only,
we agree. We're both airline pilots. We agree.
Yeah.
Yes. So you're not only a safety. Not only, you know, do the safety stuff to, if in case of any emergency or evacuation, and you also like a babysitter, you're a bartender, you're a chef, you're a nurse, you're a fireman, you're a doctor, anything you name, that's what flight attendant's job is. However, flight attendant doesn't really get as much respect as pilot, because I experience that most of the customer or passengers just think that we are one server in the plane, or all we do is, you know, pour some coffee, give them a drink, you know. So we don't really get the appreciation as we should as a flight attendant.
Well, let's talk a little bit about what you've enjoyed now that you're out flying the line.
Yes, I am.
What are you enjoying about your new role right now that measures up with what you thought it was about?
So I still feel more respectful from passengers, believe it or not, but it's really pretty obvious.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy it because I really like to fly. I know it's corny to say it, but the different view is, it's just...
Well, it's a little bit magical, isn't it?
Yeah, I how do I say it? Like, I would say as a flight attendant, you are physically tired, but as a pilot, you are mentally tired, because you have to really figure out for your approach, or you set up for your, in case of any emergency, like you have to keep thinking, like you have to keep your brain working for the next step. But for a cabin crew, all we need to do is just, you know, to make passengers comfortable and happy, and as long as there's no emergency, then we don't really have to think too much. So
I would agree with that, because it's like there's a lot of mental stuff that goes on to make that flight happen on time and everything, and that's what we go through.
Yeah.
And the passengers can't really see that with their own eyes. Chloe, I want to thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Chloe Murillo is a first officer with a U.S. regional carrier. And she used to be a flight attendant, and now she's a first officer and is seeing the wide horizon.
Congratulations, Chloe.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're listening to EAA Radio.